This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Last week's rain has been a nice break from the reality of water restrictions, but Colorado is still in a drought. So, as you plan your garden, experts say to consider drought-tolerant plants, which can also attract pollinators like bees and butterflies. Fatuma Emad co-founded Frontline Farming.
Some of my favorites are yarrow, particularly white and yellow, has a lot of medicinal value. Your sages, bellflowers, coreopsis, coneflower, also known as echinacea. Lavender can take pretty well to drought.
Emad says even though they're drought tolerant, the flowers will still need water when first planted so they can establish their roots. The Denver Art Museum reopened a couple popular galleries this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
Three galleries are reinstalled and reimagined for the first time since the 2016 Denver Art Museum campus construction. Arts of Africa, Arts of Oceania, and Modern and Contemporary Art. They're also presented through a new curatorial lens. Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art, Rory Patikin.
Some works that have never been on view before, like our Michael Joust salt transfer cycle, which was acquired in 2001. We've uncovered our Richard Serra that's been behind a gallery wall on our fourth floor, literally behind our gallery wall.
The galleries are open to the public starting May 14th, which is a free day for all. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. It is 3:06. Coming up next, it's The Daily. Thanks for listening.